take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos.
Yes! What's up, Lagos? Yes, 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 yes. Yes, sir.
Not so. Yes, sir.
Been taking you to Lagos for a long time. And we don't want to stop taking you to Lagos. Stop! I hear that bell. Jeez.
Assistant bell. It's a baby bell.
Which
it's
baby bell? Bell?
You deserve a voice.
It's wicked
bell.
We need
to know you exist.
Wicked bell. It sounds Mami Waterish. All right, welcome to the show this lovely morning. Welcome, 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 welcome. Yay. Let's do that exercise again. Oh, yeah, just check it out. Put your hand in front of your face.
Mm-hmm. Breathe.
Breathe. Do you feel air?
Yes. I'm awake.
You
I'm
are alive.
Alive.
Yes. 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 Welcome to the show this lovely morning. It is called
What's Up, Lagos?
Yes. All right, they look for a show. They look for a station to put it in. They look for where to chuck it in.
Uh-uh.
It didn't enter anywhere. They just, okay, do 10 to 12. So that people have the energy to listen to the other things. Because the soap opera plays out every day. Everybody has issues they need to deal with.
Problems.
But this is where you go...
to just take a breath, though.
Take it easy, all right? That's how we roll. My name is Stretch.
I am Feta.
You see? No interruption.
Did you see that?
We're moving on.
I mean, everybody's happy.
Nothing changed.
Everybody's happy. I'm smiling, he's smiling.
Yes,
we are breathing. The show continues. So
nobody's spoiling anybody's name. Nobody's changing anything. That is how it will be.
It should be. That's the example of a good Nigeria.
Yes. Not the bad ones.
Not the bad ones.
That we call our cross-fertilization. No. Happen. Yeah,
I had a good saying? One day. That was yesterday. I had a good one day.
It's fine.
You didn't call it yesterday.
Crossfit.
This one is
Crossfit. Yes, Crossfit.
This one is
Crossfit. Everybody has a nickname now. You know,
Crossfit. Hey,
you know what I mean? See now, Crossfit.
Which one is Crossfit? People call it Crossfit.
Crossfit baby.
You know, Feta. Feta.
Okay, Feta.
F-E-T-A. Feta.
Of all the names, they just do one that will confuse us. Feta. Is it Feta or Feta?
Zemi Feta.
Okay, whatever. All right, but it's a very uncommon name. She's a wonderful woman.
Yeah,
beautiful in and
you.
Out. All right, it's 10 minutes past the hour of 10. We're starting the show. How do we do it?
Mm-hmm.
Every day we start with a part where we call sound off.
Sound off, yeah.
What do we do in sound off? Where we sound off. We say things that you would want to say, or maybe things you've been saying.
Or thinking about.
Thinking, and nowhere to verbalize it.
So we are your voice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We make this happen. And the unique thing about that is after it is done.
It is done.
We don't talk about it anymore. Then we get into the musing part of the show where everybody from age 2 to 97 can be part of. And if you're 98 and you can do this, you
will
be allowed to
call. Well, you have to scream what's up with us before you say anything.
So that's why we're saying, let's just let our elders listen and get into it. And it's a fun show. Then after that, we'll change gears. But on Thursday, that's today, we do the legal thing.
Yeah.
Lawyer usually lady friend, let's find out if she'll be here today. She could be. She definitely should be here today. And we'll get to talk about things that you will need to know. You get yourself armed and getting ready for society itself. All right? So fun starts this way. We move from now till sound off. We'll be right back.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badugba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, just 12 minutes past the hour 10, and this is Sound Off for today, Thursday. And today is actually the 23rd, 23rd of the month of March, the year 2023. And we start this way. Well, we are broadcasters on this part. We sit on this side. We have opinions. We have feelings. We are Nigerians, most of us on this part, and we care about this country. And I would like to talk for us on this part, because you listening out there, sometimes you get to hear how we stay fair. We stay on the line. We don't tilt to the left. We don't tilt to the right. Mm-hmm. We try very hard to do that. That's just to tell you how difficult the job is to do. But it's even at that, staying fair to some people is misconstrued to being partisan. It's like you having five children and Junior offends, and you have your reasons for not punishing Junior for that time. Imagine how you feel if the other four children come and say you are loving Junior more than them.
You're partial.
That will hurt any parent. But that is how we feel when we hear people throw things at us and claim that we are left or right. It's like you watching a football match and you don't like the officiating because your team has been officiated against, so to say. It is also not fair to label the referee partial.
True.
So this is speaking to you, the listener right here. Your emotions are what it is. Some of us feel what you feel and want to be on your side, but the job, the profession doesn't allow us to do that. And we cannot do that if you're going to be true professionals. And this organization brings together professionals. You don't want to know the rigor it takes to be here and do this. So we're asking you this day, as this season is flowing and it's going to pass us, like we said yesterday, it's going to pass. We should also try our very best to understand that those doing this job we're doing here are doing the job with a lot of professionalism and a lot of energy. So we're asking that as we try to douse all tension, try to make things go back to how it was, try to make the country what it should be, try to run away from things that we can run away from. We see people trying to fan embers of tribalism, embers of division. Give us some support. Cut us some slack on this part. I can speak for this station and the troika of stations that this brand stands for. And we're saying to you today, as we're sounding off on you and sounding off to us. The fairness will be encouraged if you understand the fact that we have a job to do. And you are part of that job that we're doing. And as we're moving on, Nigeria will come out of it. We will come out of this. It's going to be, darkness might be, no matter how darkness, how dark darkness is, the sun will surely come forth. So that's what we're saying this morning. And that is our little sound off this morning. All right, it's 17 minutes past the hour 10. Yes, let's exercise. Let's try to exercise. Let's try to get our lungs working. I don't know where you are right now.
I didn't say whoop-whoop today, but I'll do it now. Okay, let's
do
go.
Do whoop-whoop in this studio today. I will not do anything.
Professional broadcaster, you throw me out.
I said I will not do anything. I just answered. I said I will not do anything.
That you're not doing anything means you throw me. I know you don't do anything.
You will not. I will not
you're
do anything.
You don't do anything means you throw me out. Then you do something.
I've never thrown you out before, and I will not start it now.
But why isn't...
A warning finger.
Yes.
All right, so 1, 2, 3, let's do this. What's up, Lagos? Yeah. What's up? Okay, continue. All right, so we're going to be asking you a question today. Yesterday, we dealt with the towel.
Mm-hmm.
The towel, the poor towel. And we are printing placards.
And it got justice.
Yes, towels live matter. But we're moving away from that. We're doing a hygiene thing. We're doing this now. So, Lim, now, we're going to be aging a specific item that all of us use.
All of us use. Are you sure all of us use it? But okay, let's say all of us.
Yeah, we should assume all of us use it too. Please do. All right, so it's either you age yours, call yours baby, if it's from the ages of 0 to 3 months.
Mm.
From 3 months to 1 year, it is adult.
Hmm.
From 1 year to 2 years, it is grandpa,
granddaddy,
or grandma. Then from 2 years above, it is dead. He's dead.
But the person is still using
it. The tin is dead. So yeah, what are we talking about? What are we talking about here? Toothbrush.
Toothbrush.
How old is your toothbrush? Say the truth.
Ew. I can boldly say mine is a baby.
How old is yours?
A little baby. So like 2 weeks old baby.
Okay. So how old is your toothbrush? Now, the Dental Association recommends 3 months. Every 3 months, you change your brush. Every 3 months. That's what they recommend. But some of us flound the rule. Yeah. So I'm asking you now, how old is that toothbrush you're using? Is it 3 months? 6 months? 1 year? Has it spread his arms and said, leave me now? You know, kind of toothbrush that it's like he's going to fly. I believe I can fly.
Oh, is it your granddaddy? It is your granddaddy.
So let us know how old. You know, you if you lie, you know you're lying.
You know. And let's also resound. Nobody's judging you.
Mm-mm.
Come forward with an open heart.
Just come forward.
Truth.
Come as
and
you
of course,
are.
I mean,
come.
I'm the last person to judge you, even
come.
Though my toothbrush is just
it's
know,
okay.
2 weeks.
It's
you
okay.
Know, the last
so before 2 weeks, how old was the former one?
Let's forget the formatting.
Okay. So, right now, tell us how old is that toothbrush you're using? Are you just changing the long now? How old is it? Just tell us the truth. My toothbrush is, I bought it this day. I haven't forgotten. Did they change toothbrush? Like somebody asked me yesterday that like, doesn't do that.
You wash
them. Does someone get dirty? That you know what I mean? His brown toner has been clean for 2 years. What? So let us know, all right? Get to it. We have the phone lines to give to you.
0700-993-993-993. For females, it's 014-657-190. And on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805.
All right, let me say it in an uneducated way.
Okay.
0700.
Okay.
993-993-993.
Okay.
And if you want to call us, you're female, strictly females, 01465-7190.
Oh, yeah, attempt the WhatsApp.
I don't know it by heart.
08-0-0-8-0-9-9-5-9-7-5-9-7-5-8-5-8-0-5-4-0-5-4.
All right,
no, 0-5-4.
You said 0-5-4.
0-5-4.
0-5-4. Okay, 5-4. All right, let's get to it. We can do a couple of calls. Please give us the WhatsApp, Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
Don't kill the mood. Don't kill the mood.
Good morning to you, WhatsApp, Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
Always waking up and choosing energy. Love it. Love it.
Good morning. Fertility and
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, no. My toothbrush is 2 years.
2 years old?
Yes, sir.
Ah.
I bought this since long time since. But notwithstanding, if you take my tongue, you go like my tongue. Well, well.
2006.
I
said that you went. 2000. Oh yeah, go. Chiho. 2000 what?
Wait, he said 2 years and then he said 2006. Does it add up now?
2006.
To 2023 is 17 years old.
That one is erratic.
Wait. It's not funny.
No.
A toothbrush. No, maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he didn't do the calculation.
We first said 2 years. Even the 2 years is alarming. They said about 2006. How? Is it 2016 or 2016?
That should be in the museum. That should be examined.
No, that can't be a toothbrush.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Let's go,
fighter. First time.
I'll be told to give you a name, Bible-like name by the Holy Spirit. Esther.
Thank you, Ma.
Aigbe Oyal, tell us, how old is your toothbrush?
Less than a month, but it depends on the quality.
I say, how old is your toothbrush? Say, depend on the quality.
The one I'm using now?
Yes.
No, the one you will use.
Once in a month or three months.
Mm. Once in a month or 3 months?
Yeah, it depends on the quality now.
But the one you're using now is less than a month, Abi?
Yes, less than a month.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell Obanyagbona.
Okay.
Stretch. Obayawana. Let me tell you about the towel of yesterday. Sorry to take you back.
Yes.
That the best way to keep towel is by using face towel to clean your body thoroughly. After you have taken a good bath with better soap, use the face towel, whether white or green you must have taken. Use it to brush your body, clean all your body, then wash it before you you tie your towel, the bigger towel.
Okay.
The bigger towel is to aid you out of the bathroom. Oh. It's not really to clean your body.
It's like, it's like wrapper.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. The smaller one is what do the re-cleaning.
Okay. Thank you
and
for
then
this.
We still have the same problem. How often do you wash that face towel?
Yes. Maria told us she has 72.
It's not 89.
94. She has towel for elbow, for knuckle.
For lashes.
For lashes.
For nails.
For her back. Mm-mm. For her ankle.
The one.
The one she uses to clean her towel.
Then the one she just hang on her shoulder.
And the one that she uses as chief tansy. Let's go on the short break and we'll be back. Remember, we're asking you, how old is
your toothbrush? Come forward with the truth only.
Come here. You, come here.
I'll take you to Lagos. My people also like that rock.
All right, welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have heard. You want
whatever,
me to do that?
Whatever.
Where's my small bell? What, okay.
If you went. Ring that bell again, you'll see what I'll do.
Anyway, if you check your time, it's 33 minutes past the hour of 10, and we are asking you...
How old is your toothbrush?
What he said, and more. Now, I'll take some messages on WhatsApp. This one is coming from Chooks. Chooks says, I'm Chooks from Ikorodu. My toothbrush is more than 2 years.
Yay.
I could remember it. It's when my wife put to birth. Many things in the supermarket. I picked it at the same time at ShopRite. Okay, please, guys, remind me later today to change it. How is that my job? What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Omo, I don't normally put a time limit on it. I buy in packs, though. And because of the topography of my dentition, I doubt it will take over 2 months before I have to change it. Oludare from Ikorodu/UK.
Oludare, topography of your mouth.
I can't lie to you. My toothbrush is 4 months old now. I bought it since December last year. Thank you for reminding me. My name is Lupata John.
Lupata.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's up, Lagos? So that it won't look like I'm telling lies, I just went to buy one now. But the one I was using before, I started using it in December.
Okay.
This is Toby from Moe. All right. Thank you so much. Good morning, Nigeria Info. I'm Paul from Yaba. I can't remember when last I changed my toothbrush. Until the brush started removing one by one. That's when I will change it. Okay, you have made up your mind.
Till the brush starts talking.
Yes.
Hey.
Now, this was a stretch. Shame they catch me. Relocated with over 12 toothbrushes and 13 months after, I still they use the one where follow me come. Shola. Shola.
Shola. The other ones need reparations.
They need.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to it now.
Listen to the voice of the brush.
Now, I just bought a new toothbrush yesterday. The old one is more than three.
Three words.
Three decades. But I've not started using it as the old one still looks quite okay.
For your mind.
Ima from Finland. Thank you so much for that message. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's happening?
Call us and let's know. 0700-993-993-993. Oh, you're female. Females, I've not heard. I'm a female, yeah.
Okay.
01-465-7190. Let's go to it. Come on, let's
Good
do
morning.
This.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos? Please turn down the volume of your radio set. Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos? I think that was a network thing. Hello, are you there?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, what's your name?
Stretch, how are you? I'm Alex.
Whatever.
You see, one thing about toothbrush, toothbrush depends.
It depends.
The one I'm using now, it depends. There are some toothbrush that when I buy a week, you throw it away.
Uh-huh.
The one I'm using is just 2 days old.
Mm. 2 days old?
Some toothbrush, 2 days old. Yeah, okay. The one I'm using is just 2 days
That's
old.
That's why you had the temerity to call.
That's why you're bold.
No. Listen now.
I'm listening.
Oh, yeah, we are listening.
There are some toothbrush that I even use more than 6 months. What I do is that, look for salt water, warm water, wash this toothbrush that does good.
If you can't tell your youth for here, just tell yourself, let me throw it away. You know that I love you, but all you need to do, all I do is to make sure that I put it in hot water and soft water.
And sterilize
it. Some that you buy, 2 days, you throw it away. I'm telling you, 2 days.
And 3 months, you throw away your toothbrush, your hot water and salt water, what? You want to take it to car wash?
So you're saying that it depends on the quality of the toothbrush.
You want to take your toothbrush?
Yes, the quality. That's some toothbrush you're using for 6 months.
It's a lie. Nigerian Dental Association.
She's defending herself.
I was even nearly believing herself. Nigerian Dental Association said 3 months. They say put inside something. Take it to car wash.
So that means the quality of the brush you can use for 18 years. And then pass it on
to your children. Say, son, as I'm 97
to your will.
My toothbrush, my son will inherit because it's in good condition.
The quality is very
good. Put it inside salt water. Take it to car wash now.
Nonsense. Mm. I didn't say nonsense. Mm. I just
talked about it.
What's up, Lagos? Back to what's up. My toothbrush is 2 months now. Now, smoke has worn. I dey use because of my hard gums. Okay, Tony from VI.
Yeah, you go to a dentist. They don't finish your gum. All those hard things. Yeah.
What's up, Lagos? My brush is 1 month plus old now. I bought it on the 13th of February when I traveled to Ekpe. Seriously, I don't allow my toothbrush to stay beyond 2 months. Ben from Bariga. Good morning, guys.
It's Ekpe for me. You travel from Bariga to Ekpe to Brazil. Do they have good toothbrushes in Ekpe?
I think they do not have.
We should go to Ekpe and buy toothbrush.
We should, but we have to take a plane. We know we can't. We can't Ekpe, take. But
yeah,
we can't take others.
Yeah, after Lakwa is Ekpe.
But we have to go. But we have to take a flight.
Okay.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Feta and the other guy. Okay, my toothbrush is 7 months old. And
nobody can call me the other guy.
I has traveled with me to 5 states.
Well done.
I don't go buy new one. I beg, Stevie from Okota.
Stevie. So if you're not driving. Thank God, they will tell you today. That toothbrush has been shouting.
Yeah, change me.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, Peter.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Good morning to you. You didn't say what's up, Lagos.
No, wait. Let him continue. Let me hear. Go on.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
I'm not going to partake in this. Go ahead. What's your name, sir?
You don't repeat again.
Don't repeat that type of WhatsApp Lagos to us. We don't want.
WhatsApp Lagos! What
of this? Why are you not pretending?
It's in you.
Why? I'm not an Esquire like you, Nastrek.
Yeah.
I'm not like Esquire like
Talo Soko.
You.
Talo Soko.
Oh, yeah, now tell us. How old is the toothbrush?
Stretch Okorobo.
Hey. Yeah.
Apago.
Yeah. Oh, let me.
Stretch Okorobo.
Hey.
Apago.
Okay. I gave you one this morning. I can't remember.
Okorobo. Yeah.
Okorobo Stretch.
Hey. It's okay.
That is your name.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yes, Peter, how are you?
I'm fine. So how old now? How old your toothbrush now? Tell us.
My name is Dampi from Igondo.
Oh, Toronto. Dampi.
I'm not gonna lie, I change my brush every 2 weeks.
Nice.
Because, no, I like to smell good, I'm telling you.
Okay.
So every two weeks?
I like to smell good, look fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm.
So whenever I want to... It's going to be fresh.
Whatever.
You understand?
Whatever.
So I like to be fresh every two weeks.
Dampy.
I change my brush.
Okay. Dampy. Oh, yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you very much for calling us this morning.
Bye-bye.
Tell us when you want to eat fufu.
When I want to
eat fufu.
That's fufu now.
That's fufu now.
Your mouth has to smell well. That's good,
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos? Wow. No problem. Try to make us, call back. Try to make it back.
All right,
back to WhatsApp. Good morning, WhatsApp Lagos. Feta and the other guy. Okay, I think I already read this one.
Yeah, that one that called me the other guy.
I was trying to really take it to that.
It's okay.
Good morning, WhatsApp Lagos. My toothbrush is unchangeable.
Unchangeable changer. Oh my God.
Till further notice. Na grandpa. It's short. Let me go and change it. Not change it now.
No, leave it now.
You already gave it a title.
No,
so why are you changing it?
Changer. That kind of toothbrush that it's already spreading its wings.
It's already a part of.
He's
a family.
Spread his wing, yes. Even when you want to brush your teeth, you just say tutti. It just comes.
In fact, when you want to not buy another one and change it, you have to bury it. Say some words.
Give it a befitting burial.
Befitting burial. That's the word.
You have been with me for a while. God will lead you to where you're going, to the great beyond.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Stunt from Meron says, "What's up, Lagos? My toothbrush is over 4 months now. Egbe. I will get a new one this weekend. Thanks for the reminder. You're welcome.
Yes, get a new one.
We do what we do.
We do it too." Because it's for everybody. What is depleting the ozone layer? It's mouth odor.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. The ozone layer.
When the air that comes out of your mouth ascends up to the...
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's true.
I can prove this scientifically. If you open your mouth and you're talking, sometimes when someone talks to you, because the toothbrush is going only where it can go to. If it's a new one, it will explore new. You know, like when you get a new toothbrush.
When you say it's going to where it can go to, does it mean it's carrying itself to where
it
goes?
No. When you put a toothbrush into your mouth, it decides by the grooves of the toothbrush. It goes to where it can go to. Other toothbrushes will go to other places. But if you're using one, there's some creek cutter that will stay.
What is creek cutter?
Creek cutter is like from quarry quarter.
What is that?
It's scientific. I mean, so it stays in that area. The new toothbrush only can go to those areas that former toothbrush cannot go to. Therefore, it causes mouth odor. And when mouth odor comes out,
what mouth odor?
Mouth odor. Then when mouth odor comes out, it goes to the atmosphere and depletes the ozone layer, causing us ultraviolet rays.
You have just found a solution to world problem.
Yeah, toothbrush.
Now let the world stand up.
Amen.
One.
Thank you.
Stand innovation.
Thank you. Thank you. Things I do for humanity.
Good morning. What's up,
Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
If you like, call me Esquire. If you like, call me Present Choir.
How are
I
you?
I shall not say, what's up, Lagos?
You have. Beautiful.
Yes, it's not your fault.
This is Ibojiono.com.
Oh, Iboji. Okay.
You will remember me. You don't say you be my pal, you be my fellow Ibojiono.
I'm your fellow Nigerian.
What does that mean?
You be my fellow Ibojiono.
And now you don't have light. You're finding yourself in our ear.
Yes, of course.
Why will you have light?
I don't know, honestly.
Why? So tell us.
Why would I have? You see, my toothbrush is a newborn. In fact, they just delivered them this morning.
Wow.
Oh, God, I bless
you. Honestly, as you just mentioned them, I said, this one no go pass me.
There you went.
I must declare it. In fact, now you people go name them.
Oh.
Name ceremony now, this morning.
Oh, let's call it Ojiono.
Ojiono.
Yes, Ojiono.
Ojiono toothbrush.
But stretch. Let's not boycott this thing. So if you're saying that you just bought a new one this morning, I'm not interested in this new one. It's the one that you were using before.
No, but we said your current toothbrush.
Did you say current? No, he just went to buy this money.
So that means
we still have to ask him, how old is the one that you just changed?
All things that passed away. Even you refused to tell us how old the former one was.
I told you now.
No, you said...
I don't understand. If that's not an answer, what is... Anyway, Lawa from Otta says, hi guys, Stretch and Feta. I changed my toothbrush some months ago, but the one I used before is like 1.5 years old.
Hey.
I sterilized my brush by soaking it in hot water and salt for like 1 hour. I so much love that toothbrush.
You soak it, take it to car wash. Just drive it in.
I like the answer that he gave. You had to mention the last one. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Because the thing just caught for life.
Sorry.
I hear when Freda was asking, say I should tell him the
age of the former one.
Mm-hmm.
The age of the other one, I started using it in January. It's just about 2 months.
Oh, come on. This is a clean guy. I
decided to change it because it don't begin a dust Atlanta.
One leg up, two legs down.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for clarifying that. We got
all
messages
right,
here.
Back to WhatsApp. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Wait, Ofeta, are you guys not forgetting the Paco group? Some are long Paco. Enough to last a full year.
The Paco group. Yeah, that would be a discussion for another day. That's a Paco. Yeah, the one that foams, And that too. There's one that foams though. The one you buy in the western part. You don't
the western or eastern part?
Western part.
Okay.
The eastern one doesn't foam. The one in the western part is usually like to break.
So that one landers. It has
lather.
Hey, what's up, Lagos? My hobby can brush for Africa like 4 to 5 times a day. When at home, once he eats anything, so he always gets new toothbrush within 2 to 3 months. Like I always have new toothbrush.
Wow.
Mrs. Joel texting from Isolo. Thank
Mrs.
you.
Joel, your husband is a jewel.
Okay, so I did not see expired date on my toothbrush. Please, when should I change it? It's just like 5 years old. Sam.
5 years. Sam.
Nice.
Toothbrush,
nice.
5 years.
Nice.
We want... Dental Association says 90 days. Hmm. All right?
Well, now the word has been warned about
90 days.
You, so
ozone layer.
Good morning. Now, my wife, they change her toothbrushes after 4 months, which I fight her because I believe we can use it as much as 5 years.
Hey, Rayo. So the woman is doing the right thing. You're fighting. You want your toothbrush for 5 years.
What can
5 years.
All right, what's up, Lagos? Stretch to live. Good morning. This toothbrush matter weak me, but I change my toothbrushes every 3 to 4 months or as soon as the bristles start falling off. Remy from Ikorodu with that one. Okay.
So if the bristles don't fall off in 4 months, you
that's the sign that it needs now.
Continue using
for
it.
An inanimate object that cannot talk. I mean, you need a sign from me to you.
No, let me tell you.
So when it starts to do that, you know it's time
okay,
to.
Okay, so
you know.
Imagine yourself. Let's take a journey. Let's think like toothbrushes. Let's think like we're toothbrushes. You are sitting on your own, your butt, and someone loses the.
Let's borrow the brain of a toothbrush.
Please, can I continue? I'm trying continue. To toothbrushes life matters. You put toothpaste on top, no matter the quality of the toothpaste. That's not where it ends. Some people run water on you, then put you into a buccal cavity. Hey, and the rigor. What it goes through, where angles that you've never seen. Sometimes it draws blood. And after that, they hit you on the scene, and put water on you. If it were you, would you not want to be changed in 3 months?
Okay, thank God I'm not it.
So that's why you're suffering it.
I'm not suffering it. It is using, it is fulfilling its.
So
use.
After 3 months, you should be buried.
Okay, what makes you feel that toothbrush is not enjoying life?
So some people.
So now you think that hitting the toothbrush on the sink or wherever is suffering, but what if he enjoys it?
What if he doesn't?
What if that's what it was made to do?
To hit it on the sink?
Yes.
I've hit
it's
one.
It's like
toothbrush.
The trees, they go like this. And like
I've
this.
Hit one.
As
toothbrush.
A human being, you can't move from left to right like this.
You can. People dance. Don't say that.
No, like normally, that's
you
your lifestyle.
Now.
Your lifestyle. You wake up in the morning, you just have to move.
See,
like
let me
this.
Tell you something about you. You are just
so
being
you're
discriminatory.
Me. I'm not being discriminatory. I'm
if
telling
you.
If you
hit toothbrush on top of the sink, it is painful.
What if I tell you I talk to these things? But let's not go into that.
Psychologist. Psychiatrist.
Okay. Helen, God, we bless you for this message that you sent to me this morning. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? My name is Helen from Ejibo. My toothbrush, she says, is 2 months old. Stretch! How old is yours?
My toothbrush was bought January 27th.
Was born?
Bought.
Okay.
Bought. You have to, like, Marianne would say, bought. You know, it was bought.
She doesn't say bought.
What does it?
She says bought.
It was but. So my toothbrush was born January 27th.
27th, January, Abby.
Yeah.
February, March. We are already in April.
Yeah. We're in April.
We're in June. So this is already 3-4 months.
We're in March. You said we're in April. January 27th.
Ah. Okay, I'll be counting it for you. Anytime I give you shit, good morning. Have you changed it? Good morning, what's up, Lagos? I change my toothbrush every month. This is Israel from
Israel. Israel, I beg go, Joe. Israel, who we ask?
Israel, you dying. You, Israel. You,
Israel, you.
You, Israel.
You change your toothbrush every month. Show us proof. Oh, yeah, show us the picture of those that you have changed.
Yes.
So this year you
no,
have changed three.
He has buried them.
Calm down. No.
Okay, sorry. It's true. Show us.
Yes, show us.
Show us.
Show us proof.
How's that?
Every month.
I mean, you can't just detach from your toothbrushes like that. So even if you change them, at least you should still have them.
Have you even known
them?
Have you known the toothbrush?
Have you come to really, you know?
Know the toothbrush. The first 1 week, some toothbrushes will give you bruises.
That's because they don't come to really understand
to
know you.
Then when both of you get to know
each other, you know? Some kind of chemistry.
Or physics.
Or physics, yes, yeah, true.
Chemistry, or physics.
Yeah. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, guys. Now I just remember to change my brush, Seth. I don't know if it's remember how long it has lived on Earth, but I'm sure that the brush bristles on it don't remain like it, sharp. The thing don't injure my gum tire, Seth. Abai on me from Ikoyi.
Abai, we saved you.
Yes.
We saved you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. What's up, Lagos? My name is Anuolu Akpo from Oshodi. My toothbrush is original and it's almost a year now. We've not asked you for the originality defense.
No, it's
why are you being defense?
No, it's Mercedes Benz. It's not
said,
toothbrush.
He
again.
Said, no, be saying money, no day to change ammo, but I just feel like reluctant to change it. Oh,
I'm not going to buy
toothbrush.
Baba, right? Why me? I'm not going to buy me. He said, it's original. Okay. It's original. Call.
Don Egbeda says, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
So, them, they change toothbrush self. because I thought my toothbrush is one of the properties I need to will to my grandchildren. Now, wow. I mean, if we don't open your eyes, we don't lie to you. Who
don't, my brother. So you say,
lie to you.
You will give you. See, yeah, let me, if I hear.
Yeah, they are sending you a picture of toothbrush.
Okay, the toothbrush of the that he changed. Yes, he said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, all right, we see it. Now you have proved. Yeah.
But why are you using green?
Why is the same color? Why? Are you sure it's not the same toothbrush you're
using? All over and over and over again. Okay, good morning to you, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah!
That's right.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Welcome, Ken.
Yes. Actually, let me tell you the truth, eh? Mm-hmm. If my toothbrush doesn't bend mouth, I don't change it.
Hey, toothbrush, I'm thankful for
you. I feel fresh. I've always, in fact, I can use it for moons.
Oh, toothbrush.
Moons, eh?
Yeah, unless it's in bed mouth. Toothbrush,
thank you for being truthful.
Thank you.
I'm the last person to judge you. I mean, who
I
am I?
Judge you.
Even though my toothbrush is just 2 weeks, you know,
stop,
who am I to come and
how
say?
How old was the one
I've told
you
timelessly. I told you. I don't know why you keep asking that question. So,
Till he bend mouth.
This one is still here defending himself. We are so defensive. Guilty conscience is not going to kill you. Say amen.
Green.
Because it's part of Nigerian color.
What happened to white? What happened to the other green?
What happened to the other green?
You see that?
Is it not a little black too in the Nigerian flag? What happened to black? There's black.
There's black
now. We are black people now.
Yeah, it's not a day flag now.
Hey,
so this is what's up. All right, so tell us we're having let's find there's another message right here. Let's read it.
All right, why do I need to change my toothbrush?
Okay, Tosi.
So we should now give
Tosi,
you
wait, Tosi. So I should give you
wow.
Seven reasons. Tosi, don't change it. You are depleting the ozone layer. When you talk kufa, what's that? When you talk kufu. And the air goes out. It goes up and it depletes the ozone layer.
That's one of the reasons, though.
Yes.
The remaining six we'll give you before
we'll
the end
later.
Of the
year. Masterclass. You'll be attending masterclass in the Keja this weekend.
And it's for your own good and the good of the planet.
And you come, it's not expensive, just 16,000. You pay for masterclass.
Why is it so cheap now?
No, for those sort of people.
These are the issues I have with you, Stretch. You make things so cheap.
See, my dear, my life is, I'm a philanthropist.
Well, that's true. But I mean, if you make it like 60K.
I philanthrop.
You philanthropize. Yeah. I know that. Yeah. Anyway, someone just sent a picture to us saying that he mistakenly put his brush in his pocket. Now he's close to the office. John, so sorry about that. Do you want me to come and pick it up for you?
Send the dispatch to send it home, okay?
Okay, because I don't know.
I don't know why you're taking your toothbrush to work. Yeah? All right?
Yeah.
All right.
We have to go on a break, oh.
We do?
Yeah, we have to go on a break.
All right, we'll be back in a bit.
Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Check your time. It's 6 minutes past 11. And of course, we are bringing fun to your mid-morning as we know how to do it. What's up, Lagos? Yes, I'm Feta.
Stretch.
Cool. Stretch, very official. Stretch.
You're adding things
paparazzi,
to it. Have I said
Stretch.
Anything? She's calling me.
Okorobo, Stretch.
Are you people hearing now?
What again now?
Stretch. So, let you know me that when I start calling my own, I start
Stretch
saying
Stretch cute.
Okay. No, don't worry.
Boy, sweet names now.
No, okay.
I'm calling you. Nothing biological, just very endearing words.
Do you know what it,
adjectives.
Do you know how many people will want to be fertilized? Like flowers.
Then let them be fertilized now. It's not my business. I'm fertile. Let them be fertilized.
It's a good thing.
It's not my work. It's not what I was called to do to fertilize people.
You've not even heard your call.
Pupil.
We got messages here to read. Let's read messages before we change gears.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Stretch and Feta. Please, you people should work on your male phone number. Oh, we're so sorry.
Sorry about that.
It has issues since yesterday. Please work on your line for the men and Dampy from Igondo, okay?
Thank you. Technical crew. See, when people... Let me address the technical
please
crew.
Please do that.
So when men call the female line, we used to say, stop, why are you calling? Now, their own line is not good.
See.
So it's not their fault.
It's not your fault.
Please, technical crew, let's work on that. In the meantime, can everybody come into... 465-7190 just for today.
Yeah, everybody can. Now.
Sorry about that. While they're working on that, when they get it through, they'll tell us, all right?
Oh, someone is calling the main line. I think it's working.
Okay, let's
should
see
I just
if
pick
it's
that
working.
Number?
Let's
okay.
See.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? You see, maybe that's what they mean. Hello?
Anybody?
Are you
hello?
There? Yes.
Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name, sir?
Sorry.
Turn off your radio, please.
Yes, I've turned it off.
No, you have not,
I
swear. Hello?
I've turned it off.
Okay, so what's your name, sir?
My name is Joseph.
Joseph, how old is your toothbrush?
To be honest to you,
Yes.
You know, sir, this toothbrush thing. just recently, we... Now, recently we come the notice say that they change toothbrush.
Hey, yeah. Joseph!
We didn't dream it.
Wait now, you said I could talk through.
Sorry.
You won't give me the Naira note.
No verse, now, not get safe. Thank you, Lord.
Why thank you, Lord?
I can't thank Lord now.
I mean, because he was about to reveal something.
Why are you relating my thank you, Lord, to the
But Joseph, you didn't dream it. You're a dreamer now. You have a dream. Okay, I'm back to WhatsApp. Julius from Aja says, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Good morning to you guys. Thank you for this enlightenment, because my brush is as old as Vampia. In fact, the brush deserves a title, because I've been flexing it for ages now.
Ages.
Now that I know, I think it needs to ba aburo.
Yes.
Thanks.
The younger one.
You're welcome.
Julius.
All right. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Feta and Mr. Stretch. I change my toothbrush as the spirit leads. If the spirit don't lead, I won't change it.
Adamant. I won't change it.
I like the way she did not say I wouldn't.
No, I won't.
I won't.
So spirit only leads the toothbrush.
But thank God she doesn't say I shallon't.
If I said that one, would have looked for her.
Okay. Okay, come to think of it, I thought toothbrush is a part of the family. Why changing it? It means we have to change every other thing the same way. Helen is thinking.
Helen.
I'm sorry, you said, so now this 2 months toothbrush you have now, probably you're not going to change it again.
Oh, God. Helen, please, toothbrush is not part of it. Does it have your surname? Toothbrush has his own name.
But just a minute ago, we're talking about integration, intimacy, you know, getting to know your tooth. Like, when I mean intimacy, I mean getting to know your toothbrush on another level.
In three months,
he talks to you, you confide in it. Nobody should confide in your toothbrush.
See, you're entering my mouth now. Don't tell anybody what you see there.
This is a personal relationship.
Shower what?
Anyway. On the phone lines, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, who's speaking to us?
Now, Joseph, they call back.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, but what thing that happened? First, now me go shout WhatsApp. Now you just force me shout and reach for him.
I don't understand. Okay, I shout and pass you.
You go shout and pass me.
Yes,
sir.
Shout
your WhatsApp, Lagos. Oh, yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. You know, they talk before all these people where they give up to use the talk. They know they get it.
No, mind them.
What did I explain that time? They say, you know, say before we don't know say the two change toothbrush.
And you know, dreamer, oh, yeah.
You go use toothbrush until that thing where you they use brush, but they come out by itself. You go the brush, you go the enter your mouth. Before the thing go call, now the toothbrush go they tell you make you change it. Before maybe the thing fall inside gutters with the brush, or they fall inside teeth, or somehow you can't lose up. The thing go call vex you. Then you go look for how to get another brush.
Okay.
But we thank God, Sha, because that's why they use now. Recently, my wife just changed them. Never reached 2 weeks, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay.
And the other one, self, nobody say we change them. I change them because too much. You know, it didn't even last up to 3 months anyway. But because we changed our children, so we bought everything.
Okay.
Thank you very much for that information.
All right.
Great.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. today being Thursday, our lawyer friend is in the studio. Olamide Onifade.
Lawyer girl.
Oh, sorry.
Our lawyer girl is in the studio.
Now you've got to meet Maria. You know what she said? The way Maria used to call me.
I called her this morning. I said, Maria, now we want to this. Ah, tell Enko.
Oh.
I said, boy, I know. Did she say, eh? I said, oh.
So wait.
Better
stop capping.
Sorry.
So it's because of Maria she comes here.
Apparently she has said it.
No.
It's only one question.
Don't worry.
You because talk for only 2 minutes.
2 minutes and you are gone. See, you talk about jurisprudence. You talk about legality. And you talk about divorce right now as it pertains to land.
Sorry, guys, I came late.
No problem. Because of Maria. That's fine.
Me and time, man.
Yeah, you and Maria.
When I was not even running out of time, the police around the corner stretched. He showed me that corner and I went through that corner this morning. And they hooked me. They just wanted to see my papers. And trust me, I have them in the cupboard, all scattered.
Yeah.
I was not bringing them. Do you know? I don't even know MOT.
I'll give you my own.
Where's your insurance? She doesn't. There's something that she doesn't know. I'll give you my own MOT.
So it took like 10 minutes of my time.
Okay,
so sorry, guys.
It's fine. All right, so let's get to it straight.
On to legal matters and very, very serious conversations right now. We have a lady lawyer in the house. Olamide Onifade. We are talking buying from real estate companies, but you know she doesn't get away with the shouting thing.
She must do it after wasting about 10, 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Please, wait.
One, two, three, go. Yes, you are forgiven.
The happiness I get from making a lawyer do that.
Yes, you would have spent the rest of your life. Somewhere.
And you know, it's sure for me that I can look for trouble.
Yes, we have a lawyer who never fails. All right, so let's get to it. Olamide, how do you start this?
Okay, you know, last week we were talking about buying from communal property. So this week we're going to be talking about buying from real estate companies.
Okay.
You would think that because you're buying from a real estate company, you are protected.
Mm-hmm. You're safe.
Yes, and that's what it was meant to be.
Okay.
The rise of real estate companies were supposed to give you a level of safety and remove all these bottlenecks of a monile, title document, incomplete title document, and all of that. However, because the entry barrier into this business is very low.
Okay.
Anybody can wake up
and be a real estate agent.
Yes, or become a real estate developer or own a real estate company.
Okay.
And the regulation is quiet. It's not really well regulated.
When you say the barrier is very low, like incorporation is all you need?
I think so.
Okay. And that's
if I'm correct, yeah.
Okay, all right.
So there's a lot of charlatans, unscrupulous people and all of that, all floating companies.
Hmm.
And they're selling to unsuspecting
customers
who have, you know, falling victims.
Okay.
A number of times, even the reputable, it's so sad that even the reputable real estate companies, so to speak, are also doing this to people. I wouldn't say they are out to commit fraud, to defraud people, but they are doing a lot of things that I won't say illegal, but unethical.
Okay.
So if you have 50 plots of land for 50 allottees.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you start advertising? Going, buy 2 plots, take 1 free, and all of that.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, you get about 200 subscribers jostling for about 50 plots. Then the delay now comes. How do they allocate? 2-3 years, they don't do the allocation.
So have they collected money?
Of course.
Okay.
And now, talking about collecting a free refund. And even if you are not even lucky to be refunded, you cannot be put in a place where you were 2-3 years ago.
That's true. Mm.
Because that money was a full investment. If I had put that money in that land, 3-4 years down
the
line,
have appreciated.
Of course. Probably 30%.
So this is done intentionally by fraudulent ones to hold down your money?
I wouldn't say intentionally, but they do a lot of unethical things.
So you're saying that is unethical? Saying going for...
No. When you know you have...
this limited amount.
Yes. What some of them do, they enter into agreement with hormonales and all of that. And that was why they were actually the...
Desperate.
No, that was why people actually started subscribing to them, hoping that they've done all what they're supposed to.
Yeah.
But in most cases, they don't. Some of them buy into this hormonale, right? If, for instance, they want to buy about probably 1,000 hectares or acres, and it's going for probably 1 million for illustration's sake, probably ₦1 million per acre.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that 100 million to buy for the whole plot of land. So what they do, probably they give the hormoneles maybe 10 million, right, and tell them, give us this land, allocate this place to us. We'll give you 10 million naira. And in about 6 months, we'll come back. We'll pay probably another 40 million, then probably another 50 million. And on trust, these people will give them the land. These people will start, they'll start selling. Maybe they bought it, probably one plot, 200,000. They start selling 2.5 million, right? And at the end of the day, they will still remit the money back to the family.
So the Omonile has an issue with that, and it causes.
So the issue of title now is a dispute, because I'm not sure any Omonile who works with a lawyer would transfer the title of that land to them when they have only made part payment.
Okay.
But they are telling you, they are selling to you, telling you that
they have title. Okay.
At the end of the day, when they now, they don't. How do I call it? When they now default,
okay,
the Omonile now they go back on the land and you can take possession.
Well, you have already paid
to them.
Mm-hmm.
And once they take your money, they've gone to London to buy a house.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't do their part of the... Another issue they have is this issue of excision. That was what I was explaining to you last week.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, what excision simply means is that the government takes your land, right? Because the whole land is, how do I call it, belongs to the governor as a trustee on behalf of the people.
Mm.
Now, there are times, because of the large expanse of land, of course, government needs land, so they take some. So when they take some, they allocate it for cemetery, schools, especially for developing areas. Mm. And we have that problem in the developing area of Lekki, Ibeju, Lekki access.
Mm-hmm.
It's developing. So most of the land there is committed. Oh, sorry, it's under acquisition of the government. Now, when it's under acquisition, the family who owns the land can now appeal to the government.
Give us part of this.
Give us part of the land. Now, it is at the discretion. It's discretionary. It's at the discretion of the governor to excise part of the land to them or not. And it takes a long time. From what I've heard, I'm not sure this present governor has done a lot of excision.
Hmm.
But if you go to that area, every day excision in progress. That's not, you are buying nothing. Now, even if the government now chooses to excise part of the land to them, it might not excise everything to them. But they have gone ahead to start selling.
Hmm.
So what if they now sell the part where the government did not excise to them? And another thing is, there's part of the land which is now committed. When it is a committed land, the government cannot excise it.
Okay.
It means the acquisition is the government has acquired it, right? It can release some. But when the government now says, this part is committed, there's nothing you can do about it. They've designated it for a particular
purpose,
use.
Yeah.
And will not change. So if you now buy the land, what have you bought? You've bought nothing. And most of these real estate companies are selling
those
committed
property.
Land. Yes. Now, another thing they do, when you ask for their documents, they give you a survey. When they are saying title, you hear registered survey. What's the meaning of that? That's not the title. So they give you a survey. If you go to Alausa with that survey plan, right? You would see that the land is not under commitment, it's not committed. It's good to go, it's excised, good title. But you know the snack. That registered title does not belong to that land.
But the coordinates are there.
Thank you. The coordinates are there. If you are not a surveyor, or if you do not employ the services of your surveyor, you would not know that the coordinate does not match.
Okay. They'll give you coordinates.
Mismatch, yes. It's all right there, yeah, on the survey.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't know that you're working with another coordinate. So what's the solution when you're dealing with real estate company, which ordinarily, if not for the nature of our country and all of that,
it's the best option.
They would have done everything. That is why you are paying that premium. That is why I am buying from Munile at 200,000 and I'm selling to you at 250, because you've done the perimeter fence, you've done the infrastructure, and most particularly, I feel safe that I'm dealing with a reputable company, that my land is there and I can take possession when I want to. So if I leave my land there for 10 years, it should be there.
And if there's a case, I can seek redress because you are an established organization. Yes.
Do you understand? And they don't do immediate, a lot of them don't do immediate allocation. You take money from this one, take from, they'll start telling you the allocation is 6 months, 1 year. They don't even have the land. They advertise a Kinika Kinika phase two is a lie. And a lot of people that fall into this trap are the people in diaspora, a lot of them. Because in times past, you find out that they send money home.
Mm-hmm.
People, especially family members, they don't build. They show them pictures and all of that. Now, some companies now saw that there's a lacuna. Let's feel it. And they're also creating the same problem. These people send money, they don't see the land. They come to Nigeria, they cannot even get hold of their land. So how do you buy from them? The first thing when you want to deal with any real estate company is integrity. You need to check for integrity. Not their social standing. Because a lot of them can spend money on advert. You have to be very circumspect when you're dealing with them. Social standing is different from professional integrity.
Yeah.
You need to be sure who you're dealing with.
So how do you check that? Well, maybe when we come back,
we need
to know how the layman can check this. Who do you employ to help you check that? And what are the steps to be taken? All right, we have Olamide Onifade in the studio, our lady lawyer. We'll be back after this short breather, and we're talking what you need to know. And this is talking buying from real estate companies. And that's what we're discussing today. We'll be back. Don't touch it out.
Welcome back. What's up? Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. If you check the time, it's 33 minutes past 11. And we still have our lady lawyer in the studio with us, looking very beautiful. And we are talking buying from real estate companies. So many things from Ravo here. And I'll just go back to you. Where did we stop? We're talking about
integrity of the company.
Yeah, she mentioned that. And integrity, like what she actually is making me think now is not all that glitters is gold. Some of them have ambassadors.
Big ambassadors.
Some of them have billboards everywhere.
Yeah.
Some of them, you just have, there's a perception you feel when you walk into those places. So the question I'm asking, Olamide,
it's hard to doubt.
How
like
do
that,
you, yeah, no, but she's saying you should be able to check. I mean, she's not saying all of them are fraudulent.
Oh, no. But no matter how,
don't believe the hype. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't just see it because it's that way. So the question is, how do we check?
Now, thank you for that question. To be very candid, it is very hard to infiltrate or go through that barrier.
Okay.
So that is why you have to employ the services of professionals. You have your lawyer. It's just about the same thing if you are buying from the I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You must have your surveyor with you and you must have your lawyer with you. Now, intel, as I've said, and in this case, professional intel. A lot of us in the business, a lot of surveyors, they know these companies that have that reputation.
Oh, they do.
Yes, because you're in the business. So you, yes, you know, but what is painful to me actually is we don't, if you're buying from a real estate company, you shouldn't even be doing that in the first place. Okay. You shouldn't even start. So why am I buying, paying a premium?
Ideally,
yeah. But unfortunately, so if you're abroad, you want to buy, please engage the services of a trusted person who would help you do your physical inspection. Do the physical inspection. Go there and see what they're doing. Some of them don't even have the land.
Ah.
Some of them don't even have it. They're just taking people's money, put it together, right? Go and acquire the land. Maybe they've taken money from 200 people. And at the end of the day, when they were able to buy the land, do the infrastructure, they could only get for 50 people. The first 50 people, maybe the 50 people that did gara, they allocate to them. Maybe another 2 years. And don't forget, your money is depreciating.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to get the services of trusted people who would now do the... And I was talking about survey. You get the survey, you ensure that the coordinates matches what they've given to you. Go to Alausa, go to Kenya. Your trusted professionals will do that for you. Don't just buy because they're a big real estate company.
And I think one of the things you said today that actually should let everybody, raise a flag with everybody is that many of us, when we see the papers and we see coordinates, to us, that's for real. Cool. So what you just said now actually made me just think. So if I see coordinates, it doesn't mean they are the coordinates of the place I purchased.
If anybody gives me, says, Lamide, please do due diligence for me. The first person I'm calling is a surveyor. That's first, but please, let's go and chat this. So he gives me the land information. He tells me who the owners are, right?
Hmm.
He tells me what kind of title they have and all of that. So that's where I start from. So it's very important that you do that. You chat it and you ensure so. And also another thing you need to check is the layout. What is the layout? What's the government layout of that place? Now, if you, they can buy without checking, if they buy from the family, without checking the layout, the family layout, right? If you now buy from them, so they allocate 10 acres and they start selling. What do you know what layout is?
Mm-hmm.
Layout is where everything will be situated.
Yeah, what is supposed to
be. What if you now buy and the place, the land allocated to you is supposed to be the road?
Ah.
Or the new airport.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you need to check the layout of that, of the family. The first thing I ask, please, can I have the family layout? I want to see how they're supposed, because some of them, they are very greedy. They have their family layouts, but they won't follow it. They will sell everything to you people.
To where it's supposed to be rude.
So in future, when the government now faces Ibejeleki, right, and development is now accelerated, they want to do roads.
Cancelled.
Yes. Then you now say government came in and pulled down a whole community. Did you do your due diligence when you were buying from them? So you might actually be buying a school or a cemetery, somewhere designated to be a cemetery. So it doesn't mean that they don't have good title. But where is that land, your own portion of land, is going to be situated? So that part is very important. Always ask for the family layout. Layout from the company and check it in Alausa. It's there. The layout, everything. It's there. If you chat it, you find a lot of things.
But so does this change?
How do you mean?
I mean? The layout, does it ever change? Say, for example, you check and you see that, oh, this place is okay. But does it change with time?
I don't think so. I don't think it's something that changes, no.
Mm.
It's too, no. I don't think government is that fickle to change overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Except, for, of course, the use can change. Then it's also important, what is that land zoned to be? Some are selling land that are located for agricultural purposes or industrial purposes.
Mm.
All this very 10 minutes from the airport, 10 minutes from Lekki Free Trade Zone. You have to be very, very wary. Because we never, you have to check what they were zoned for. Because when the government, it might not be the government of today, it might be the government of tomorrow. There are lots in Epe that originally was zoned to be agricultural, for agricultural purposes. And people are telling you, oh, you go to Alausa and convert it. Well, you might convert it today, but how are you sure that a new governor will not come back in 10 years and want to revert to the original plan?
While you're already living there.
So they will now take a bulldozer there and bring down every house in that community and you start shouting the government. So it is very, very important that you stick to the original zone. If it's for industrial, if you know you're not using it for that purpose, don't buy it.
Okay, so I want to also take you back to verification. You say it's very difficult. You need to, what steps, how would you advise someone who's going to meet a...
That's why you pay your lawyer and your surveyor. Don't over it. I'm a lawyer, so it would be like...
Trying to converse for...
No, but that's the truth. That's why you're paying. That's why you're paying the lawyer to do the job, because it is not in your stead to do it. That's
isn't it like so? Isn't it like double payment? For I'm paying a real estate company that is supposed to have done what a lawyer would have done for me, and I'm also paying. Like, why don't I go to Omanile and get a good lawyer?
Well, sometimes you want to live in a gated community. Some what they have, the edge they have is that most of them make it a gated community.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to be next to your friend. You might have a friend that you came to buy together and all of that. And they do the infrastructure. You know, they tar the road.
So there are advantages.
There are advantages, but you must still. I have a client who bought from a particular company. And we had to rebuy the land. In fact, one very big, beautiful estate in Shongotedo. What happened was that the original promoter of that place, the developer, sold land to everybody. And all of them just bought because they felt, oh, real estate company and, you know, reputable and all of that. Do you know that, you know what happened in their own case? He had an agreement with the family that owned the land. So if they gave him, and they all, most of them are illiterate. So if they allocated, say, for instance, 10 acres to him that, okay, sell this, right, on her behalf. You take this portion for every acre you sell. This is your percentage, and this is our percentage. So they had the, what's it called, partnership. Now, so they say, okay, sell probably, just for analysis sake, 100 acres. Do you know that this guy went from 100 acres to like 1,000 acres? He sold all their land and did not remit anything to them. Now the family just woke up and said, what? Now they now, so they came in to repossess the estate. No, big problem. So what the estate now did was to go into agreement with the family. The, as we are speaking, we don't know where that developer is.
So he has taken the money.
Of course. So what everybody in that estate has done is to
buy again.
Yes, ratification. So they now had to ratify the purchase. So they are now paying a lot of money now to the family members. My client was asking me, oh, he bought this, blah, blah, blah. And what they did, they went to Alausa to place a restriction. So even if you don't do it, they'll be like, you cannot register that land. They'll tell you, please go to so-so-so-so family. Go and settle with them before. So my client was telling me, but I bought this land from this guy. It's their fault. He was their agent. And I said, yes, of course. You have a case because it was acting on behalf of that family. So it is between them and he is their agent. So we are not supposed to carry that cross. However, I said, how long the time are you willing to spend in court? You have, on the basis of principle, I will go to, I want to take your money. Why not? Engage my services. We'll go to court. We'll be there for 10 years. And already he's even in possession. But I said, the stress, the mental stress associated with all of this.
You wake up every morning, is the land still mine? Have they gone
so
there?
I just said, you know what? I just gave him two options. It's best, it's, do you want to ratify or you want to go the whole hog? After a while, he just came back. And since everybody in the estate were doing, they were all doing it, doing the ratification.
Okay.
You're allowed to pay again.
There's this message on WhatsApp that I want to read out from Muhyiddin. He says, let people who are listening to you know that there is nothing like ratification for lands that have been acquired by government for special projects.
That's what I said. I said committed land. You cannot. There's nothing. If you buy it, I said, you've bought nothing. The government will never release it.
Okay, this one here on WhatsApp says, good morning, Our Lady Lawyer. It is not only checking their credibility, but are these companies backed up by law Or are there law guiding people on such companies? This is from Modi Chibu's Overcomer.
Yes, the government, yeah, Lagos City is doing quite a lot. There's this Las Rera law and all of that, but the entry barrier is quite low.
Yeah, once
so you don't even want to get into it and start dragging and all of that. So just take a lot of caution. Exercise a lot of restraint.
All right, we'll go to the phone lines now. Ask you to call in if you, and like we heard, the 0700 line is not working at the moment. We can all get on. Well, if you try and it works, 0700 993 993 993, and the 01465 7190. We'll give a wave on that today as you want to talk to Lady Lawyer on the show this morning. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Who's speaking to us?
I thank God I'm true.
We thank the Lord.
Wow.
What's
I'm
your
very
name?
Glad. Yeah. Ezekiel is my name.
Okay, go ahead then.
Onifade, I give you a thumbs up.
Thank you.
Listening to you, I know you are exposed. If you are not exposed, I will tell it to your face. I work with realtors. And what Onifade has said is 98% correct. You see, for me, I just believe in one thing. There is no way a lot of people will not fall victim.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God he cited the last example that happened at Shangotedu. Maybe that one, they still ratified. Mm-hmm. What of the one they demolished? And nobody, and they just placed embargo, no-go area. For me, I will say briefly that if you have made your money in a very justifiable means, you know what that money really means to you, I believe you will not invest it the wrong way.
Okay.
Because I'm not paid for this, I will have seen some resources that I work with. But one thing I just have at the back of my mind is, if people can go by what Onifade has said, taking the right step from the beginning to save yourself unnecessary stress and stress in the future, with that, you have something to fall back on.
All right.
Even as I'm talking to you, from T Junction down to Itokin, not even to talk of Ibejuleki down to T Junction. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
There are a whole lot of structures that will be bulldozed in years to come.
Hmm.
Even like, I don't know if you have heard of Ibudu before. Ibudu is a large, you know, expanse of land that is actually designated for agriculture. And what I've just come to terms with, I haven't spoken with some legal minds in this case, is rather go for a landed property that has fee of all.
Right.
Even if it's designated for agriculture. So far you have it, even if government come to Bodos, you can still challenge them having a fee of all. Anybody, am I right, ma?
Yes, very well.
All right.
So that's just what I want to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We're a worthy contribution there. And 98%. I wonder what the 2% is.
There's always chance for.
So you were saying, so the check is very important.
Yeah.
And if you have a lawyer, a good lawyer and a good surveyor.
Even with a good lawyer, I won't give you 100%. But it reduces the risk drastically. But there's still, as he has said, 19%. There's still a chance of 2%. But in most cases, you won't fall victim. In most cases.
Because I was going to go there. I was going to say, what are the chances of the lawyer or the surveyor missing something? But okay.
Well, but if you're in the practice long enough, I want to believe that you wouldn't fall prey. Especially as professionals. If there's one thing I don't want, the wahala is disciplinary committee of my
professional
MBA. I don't even want their problem.
Okay.
I don't want anybody to take me there for professional negligence.
So you need to do the
extra.
So
as a lawyer, you need to check. You need to justify how much you're going to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
You must justify it.
So what do you think is the motivation for a company to set up and know that they are out there to defraud people?
Some of them don't start out to
that
defraud
way.
People.
Okay.
But along the way, because corporate governance failed, greed, because there's a lot of money in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are not disciplined as a real estate developer, excuse me.
Yeah.
You will fall into that trap. It's very easy. You see the money tripping in. You see it. So if you don't handle it properly, But of course, there are a lot of big ones who have structure. So it's very important. I know a particular company in Lagos that set up a very beautiful estate.
Mm-hmm.
If you are buying from that particular estate, go and sleep.
Wow.
Just go and sleep. The infrastructure, everything, title. Just go to bed. Once you're buying from them, that particular estate, if they, if there's anything for sale, within a week,
it's gone.
It's gone. Because people know are buying peace of mind.
All right, we've got messages here.
On WhatsApp, this person says, good morning. Please, I need to be clarified on something. My grandpa owns some land in Ekpe. He's laid now, but the papers of the land are with his brother. According to what my uncle told me, he has started selling these land and also have some people on the land buying sandfield sands on the land. I'm not too bothered about the land because I don't want to die young, but is there a chance for us, the children and grandchildren, to reclaim the ownership of the land?
Part of the Munile province. Remember last year that I said you buy from some, I said last week, you buy from some people and another arm of the family will spring up. Now it depends on the capacity his uncle is selling. If he's selling as the family head in conjunction with other principal representatives of the family, the sale will be valid. So what he and the grandchildren should be doing now, is it his father or grandfather?
He says
grandfather.
Okay, now, so it's not his generation. So the generation of his own parent are the ones to confront that family. The head of family and the principal representative for their own share of the court. But if the family head proceeds without the consent of other principal members, it's a voidable sale. So they can reverse that sale. And the people who bought, well, they bought nothing.
See, the essence of a will.
No, it's not even the essence of a will. It's the capacity of who is selling. So capacity of who you're transacting with is very, very important.
Okay, but I was just saying that if the grandpa did a will, all this will not happen in the first place now.
Well, the grandpa could have made a will that the property should remain family property.
And everybody has the right to sell, Yeah.
Okay, good morning. Okay. Good morning, lady lawyer. I give you kudos. The people on disposal want something cheap and installment is most attractive there.
Yes.
We do tell them, we estate surveyors and valuers. Thanks for your enlightenment. Kafari Adipoju with that
estate
one.
Estate surveyor, ESV. You have to...
ESV, Kafari
Adipoju. Ah,
okay. Good morning, all. This is Tommy Day from Ikeja. Well done, lawyer. How can I know the original document without going to Alausa? And what documents can I look out for when C of O is not available?
You must go to Alausa now.
You must.
You must.
Okay.
That's the purpose of having a lands registry, so that you go there to find out the the title document. Yeah. You must go to Alausa.
Okay. So the second part of your question.
What's the second part?
He said, what documents can I look out for when the COO is not available?
It depends on the location. It depends on the family. It depends. There are a lot of...
COO is the ultimate, right?
I think we're doing...
Another
day. Yes, to discuss title. Let me explain what title actually means to people. So probably our next topic will be...
Titles. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is where we're going to wrap up. But before we go, do you have any last... words for people like us who have plans of...
Okay, just be very wise. And that money that you spend, the additional money, just budget it into the sale. The entire purchase.
Oh.
So if you're buying for 10 million, you have to pay your lawyer probably another 500 or 1 million and the survey. Just budget everything.
As part of what you're buying. So don't make it look like it's a burden.
It's side by side with it. So that at the end of the day, you don't lose everything.
All right. Thank you so much. And we've been talking to our beautiful in-house lawyer. Mm-hmm. You are part of the family here.
Of course.
Thank you so much. Olamide Onifade. We talked about buying from real estate companies. And she'll be back again, grace of God, next week. What are your handles again?
Okay. Thankfully, I'm now on LinkedIn and Twitter. Olamide Onifade on LinkedIn and Twitter.
Okay.
And olamide_lady_lawyer on Instagram. My number is there. You can always send me a WhatsApp message.
All right. Thank you so much for always showing up. Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. And follow Nigeria Info on all our portals. Get to YouTube and do what you need to do. Feta?
I'm Feta. You can follow me on Instagram, Feta Dynamo, and D_Feta on Twitter. See you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Bye.
take it to me.